Somehow, email wasn't working. I had an idea, and sent another email after I reached Melbourne. From Theodore Kodiak to James Marion. Subject: Wounded Peregrine Falcon. While on location near a breeding nest, our crew came across a wounded peregrine. I was hoping you would have some advice on what to do. Sorry to bother you. Please give me a call at your earliest convenience. Don't worry about the time difference. This poor little guy is in rough shape. Theodore Kodiak. My phone rang while I was taking a sip of water and sitting at a picnic table with my sandwich. It was a gorgeous spring day in Australia, and I was relaxing in a small park 2 hours outside Melbourne. Kids played on swings and dog walkers enjoyed the warm weather. Theodore Kodiak, I answered.
Hi, Theodore, a brisk male voice replied. This is Jamie Marion in Alaska.
Well, hot damn, my evil plan worked.
I understand you have an injured falcon. Can you tell me about it?
Hi, Jamie.
Yes. Thanks for calling me so quickly. This poor guy.
I took the phone away from my ear and crinkled my sandwich wrapper over the microphone while I mumbled intelligibly near it.
What?
Jamie asked.
I can't hear you. What's that sound?
Oh, no. I'll have to call you back. We think he stopped breathing.
Before I disconnected the phone, I heard him yelling,
Wait, wait!
Immediately, a text from him flashed on my screen. Jamie.
Your phone cut off. I'm emailing you the contact info for a nearby wildlife vet. Glad you were there to help the poor bird.
I chuckled. Now I had Jamie Marion's phone number, and it was his turn to sit and wait. After my week-long shoot outside Melbourne, I received the third pissed-off email from Jamie Marion asking if we'd taken the bird for professional help. The first email asked if I'd gotten in touch with the wildlife vet he'd suggested. The second inquired how the bird was doing. And the third accused me of being rude and implied it was probably my own bumbling around the park that had caused the injury in the first place. A part of me wanted to let him in on the ruse that there was no injured bird, but I didn't think that would go over well, especially since I was still trying to get him to agree to work with me. I finally texted him back. Sorry for the delayed response about the falcon. I've been on airplanes for almost 2 days and asleep for two more. My days and nights are messed up and I can hardly think straight. Thank you for the vet recommendation. You'll be happy to know that the bird made a full recovery and has been adopted as a mascot by a local orphanage. They named her Princess Petunia Peregrine's Waggle, I believe. I cringed, wondering if I'd gone too far with the ruse. After several minutes, I received a response.
There was no bird, was there?
There was totally a bird. Here's proof.
I flipped frantically through the photos on my phone until I found a shot of a peregrine I'd taken the year before. I texted it to Dr. Marion.
That isn't a falcon. It's a tiercel. Also, that's the top of the Yellowstone Roosevelt Arch in the background, Montana, not Australia.
I looked closer at the picture. Fuck, he was right. That's what I got for trying to be too elaborate in my lie. Okay, you're right. There may not have been a bird.
Are you fucking kidding me? Who lies about an injured animal? Why would you do that? You're an insensitive asshole. Good riddance. May you rot in hell.
Sorry for the small deception. I wanted to get your number, and now I have it. I'll give you a call soon to discuss the photo shoot.
You're a cocky motherfucker if you think I'm answering your call.
The next day I tried, but sure enough, he didn't answer. That was fine. I had other tricks up my sleeve. In the meantime, I decided to use humor to soften his demeanor through texts. Over the next few days, I texted Jamie periodically. Why are mountains so funny?
Fuck you.
Because they are hill areas.
Ugh, rolls eyes.
Why do we like volcanoes?
Because they are a good place to dispose of photographers' bodies?
Because they are so lovable.
That is the worst pun, Everest.
Why do mountains make good singers?
Your joke-telling may have already reached its peak.
They have a lot of range.
Now you're on a plateau. Not that I can find fault with that.
High praise indeed.
A few days later, I made a quick trip to New Orleans to go over some images with the folks at the wildlife reserve.